We want to warn you that some listeners may find this next story disturbing. Today, we learn more about a case in Illinois involving the discovery of thousands of fetal remains at the home of a former abortion provider. After Ulrich Klopfer died earlier this month, the remains were discovered in his garage. Authorities in Illinois released more information today. NPR Sarah McCammon attended a press conference at the Will County Sheriff's Office outside Chicago and joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Ari.
What are authorities saying about why these fetal remains might have been at this man's home?
Well, there are a lot of questions they still can't answer, but we do know that Dr. Ulrich Klopfer died earlier this month. He was 79. He'd been an abortion provider at three clinics in Indiana and was living in Crete, Illinois, about an hour outside Chicago. And that was where authorities say his widow discovered these fetal remains in their garage after he died. They say she let authorities know right away. Here's Will County Sheriff Mike Kelly at a press conference earlier today describing the scene.
Over 70 cardboard boxes of various sizes contain these remains. The remains discovered were inside a small sealed plastic bags which contained formalin, a chemical used to preserve biological material. The boxes that contained the fetal remains were mixed among other boxes containing personal property of Dr. Klopfer.
And authorities say the boxes were dated with the years 2000 to 2002, and they believe that's probably accurate. They don't know why Dr. Klopfer did this, and they are at this point turning the investigation over to the Indiana Attorney General because that is where he worked as an abortion provider.
I understand Klopfer lost his medical license in Indiana in 2016. Do you know why?
Yeah, according to documents from the Medical Licensing Board in Indiana, officials found a range of issues involving Klopfer and his clinics, among them insufficient training and licensing of staff. One document also said that Klopfer had performed an abortion on a 10-year-old girl who had been raped and failed to report that crime. So those are just some of the issues that authorities in Indiana may now be looking at as they continue to investigate how the fetal remains got to Klopfer's home and why they were being kept there.
You mentioned that the remains were found by his widow. What has she said about this?
Well, I spoke to Sherry Klopfer's attorney, Kevin Bulger, earlier today. He said she did not know that these remains were on her property until after her husband died and that she's very distressed. Bulger described Dr. Klopfer as a, quote, very serious hoarder, said the house was full of boxes and some outbuildings and the garage. And he said Mrs. Klopfer was shocked at the discovery.
You imagine losing your husband, leaving you with this dump, and then finding out that he's done this. I mean, this is like something out of the Twilight Zone. And, she's totally freaked out about it.
Sarah, a lot of abortion opponents have had very strong reactions to this. Vice President Mike Pence tweeted about it earlier this week. What's been the reaction from people there where you are?
Today, a few dozen anti-abortion activists held a prayer vigil outside the county coroner's office. They said they want to know more about how this happened and whether anyone who's still alive might be responsible, and they want the remains to receive a burial. I should also mention one of the clinics was in South Bend, Indiana, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who, of course, is running for the Democratic presidential nomination, has reacted, calling this extremely disturbing.
Just briefly, where does the investigation go from here?
Well, authorities in Indiana are taking this over, and officials say that if any women were patients of Dr. Klopfer and want to know more about these fetal remains, they should reach out to the Indiana Attorney General.
That's NPR's Sarah McCammon. Thank you.
Thank you.